Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about that looming deficit that we know exists. The Minnesota legislature adjourned with a balanced budget, but a budget that was balanced with a number of, I guess you'd call it, accounting tricks. And so what we do know is that starting July 1st, 2011, just a little over a year from now, we are going to be faced with what's estimated to be about a $6 billion deficit.
Right.
That's a pretty giant hole to
fill. Try and figure out how to fill that one up.
And we also know that there's going to be a new governor and that there are going to be at least a few new faces mm-hmm. at the state legislature.
Everybody's up for election this year in the House and the Senate, and we've had a lot of people announcing retirements. So mm-hmm. we know that we'll have some new people in some key seats.
Absolutely. And of course, what they're going to be faced with is how do we balance the next biennium's budget, knowing that we're facing a $6 billion deficit right out of the gate.
Right.
And what's really interesting is that for rural Minnesota, there are a couple of really key pieces of the budget that actually gobble up a huge portion of the state budget, and that's K through 12 education and health and human services.
Right. And that's significant for, you know, for the whole state, obviously, because that's a very large part of the budget, somewhere around 2/3 or so of it. But it's a bigger factor in greater Minnesota, because in rural Minnesota, we just plain use more state dollars. We have more elderly people. We have lower incomes. It just plain costs more mm-hmm. to have schools and provide services and things. And so when you start looking at the budget, you have that, you know, that piece of what's left over of the budget that you can actually deal with, because nobody really wants to mess around too much with K-12, although they do to a certain extent, and with health and human services. Those are the pieces they try to do the least fiddling with.
Mm-hmm.
But that leaves you with, you know, about another third of the budget to really do the work on. And so a good part of that does happen to then fall on higher education.
Yeah, you know, being at a higher education institution myself, you know, I've already witnessed, you know, sort of the preparations being made for what is anticipated to be some pretty major cuts. This institution cut 80 faculty from a total of 600, which mm-hmm. that's a significant amount of faculty
and
cut, and there's more to come.
And this is what's being played out across the state in all the Minscu schools, and I would assume at the university too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be a really, really daunting task, and certainly we're going to be hearing a lot about these budget issues as the gubernatorial and the legislative races really heat up over the summer. So,
right.
Well, thanks for dropping by, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.